From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello, listener. We entered the second day of 2020. Yes, today is January the 2nd, 2020, and you are listening to the English service from Voice of Indonesia. You will get more information about Indonesia and also some good musics with me, Stevanus, for the next 1 hour. And we would like to begin with the news, so stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here's the news for the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is tasked to prioritize the safety of residents affected by floods. President Joko Widodo and Minister Prabowo discuss state issues in Yogyakarta. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pali. Indonesian President Joko Widodo instructed the government to prioritize the handling of the safety of residents affected by flooding in Jakarta and its surroundings. He called on all parties, both the provincial government, the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, and search and rescue, to jointly move in a bid to deal with flooding and rescue residents who are victims of flooding. This was affirmed by President Joko Widodo, who was accompanied by Minister of State Secretary Pratikno at Yogyakarta Presidential Palace on Wednesday. In addition, President Joko Widodo also asked related stakeholders to normalize public facilities in order to return to normal, because the impact of the floods has paralyzed the activities of residents and vital objects and public services such as aviation and toll services. He also emphasized that the central and provincial governments cooperate to anticipate and cope with floods, of which is immediately completing the construction of Ciawi and Cimahi reservoirs. President Joko Widodo met Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto at the Agung Building, Yogyakarta Presidential Palace on Wednesday. According to President Joko Widodo, a meeting was held earlier this year to discuss the state problems. Meanwhile, Minister Prabowo said that this meeting was to synchronize President Joko Widodo's grand plan with his ministry. According to Minister Prabowo, the president has a strategy and good prospects for realizing this grand plan. Minister Prabowo also added that he is optimistic that President Joko Widodo's major plans would be achieved. He also promised to work hard to realize the president's great plans. Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Edi Prabowo stated that his side received all inputs that is in line with President Joko Widodo's direction to establish two-way communication with stakeholders. A press release of the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries received by Republika in Jakarta on Wednesday stated that Mr. Edi Prabowo built communications with various parties, from stakeholders, observers, and experts, to optimize his program, the policies going forward. Mr. Edi intensively built communications. Thus, all inputs will be accommodated and regulations will be simplified so that they can be utilized to optimize economic benefits for the nation and state. French President Emmanuel Macron has promised to push for improvements of the pension system. He maintained his stance despite protests by French trade unions who staged demonstrations for several weeks. In a New Year's speech broadcast on national television Wednesday, President Macron hoped that his side would work quickly to reach a compromise with the trade unions without obeying the principles set by the ministry. Since December, 5 members of the French trade union have been holding demonstrations throughout the country, which have disrupted public transportation. President Macron wants to replace the French pension system, which includes 42 specific sector schemes, with one basic system for all. According to the government, that would be more just and transparent. The Macron government rejected the request of the trade unions who wanted to cancel all pension system reform plans. To ease tensions, the French government over several sectors concession. So far, President Macron has refused to cancel plans that encourage new workers to retire at the age of 64. The union is asking that France's retirement age remain 62 years. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Demonstrations protesting the United States air strikes in Iraq ended in chaos. Protesters threw stones and set fire to the security post of the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq. The riots not only triggered clashes between protesters and guards, but also encouraged the U.S. to increase their troops in the Middle East. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said in a statement on Wednesday that Pentagon would add Marines to protect embassy employees. About 750 troops from the 82nd Air Division is to be sent to the Middle East. Other additional troops are being prepared to be sent within the next few days. Defense Secretary Mark added that his assignment is a preventive and appropriate measure to respond to the increasing level of threats to U.S. personnel and facilities in Iraq. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un affirmed on Wednesday that his country would continue to develop its nuclear program and introduce a new strategic weapon in the near future. This was reported through KCNA. The statement was issued by leader Kim Jong-un after the United States did not meet the end-of-year deadline he set to resume nuclear disarmament negotiations. Since Saturday, he has held a labor policymaking committee meeting for 4 days because the United States has not responded to his request to soften his stance in reopening the round of negotiations. The U.S. considers the deadline as an unnatural provision. Previously, leader Kim Jong-un warned that he would take a new path if Washington did not live up to his expectation. The government of Batam City, Riawalans, is targeting 2 million foreign tourist arrivals throughout 2020, according to the Regional Medium-Term Development Plan. This was said by head of Batam City Culture and Tourism Office, Ardi Winata, in Batam on Wednesday. To achieve the target, the Batam City government increased 3A, namely accessibility, amenities, and attractions. Throughout 2020, the Batam City government, along with the related stakeholders, compiled 136 tourism attractions activities in Batam Calendar of Events 2020. The number of these activities will increase as the current year enters, especially events that do not require long preparations, such as culinary. In addition to relying on attractions, the government also increases accessibility to tourist destination in a bid to spoil the local residents, domestic and foreign tourists. Meanwhile, Batam City government welcomed the first tourists who arrived in the city in 2020 on Wednesday as a sign of joy to receive travelers who come to visit. Well, listener, that's the news.
Listener, here's today's commentary titled Hopes in 2020. We are entering the second day of 2020. Some hopes were voiced in the previous year. According to Chinese astrology, 2020 is the year of Metal Mouse. As quoted from Wikipedia, in Chinese astrology, there are 12 animals representing the year, month, and hour. Apart from that, a lot of hopes are desired by everyone in 2020. The national political temperature is predicted to heat up as the simultaneous regional head elections will take place in September 2020 and economic projections tend to be static. However, the government's optimism towards economic growth and social issues continued to be embedded as the strategic plan for infrastructure development is targeted to be completed in 2020. In economic field, 2020 projection by Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development estimates that Indonesia's economic growth in 2020 will reach 5% lower than the IMF and World Bank projections that predict Indonesia's economic growth by 5.1% and Asian Development Bank's 5.2%. However, the foreign estimate of Indonesia does not seem too far from the government's estimation of around 5.3% to 5.6%, as stated by our Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani at a hearing with the House of Representatives DPR. Minister Sri Mulyani said that all frameworks prepared for 2020 have considered the current and future global conditions. Encouraging potential foreign exchange earning from non-fossil sources has led the government to encourage stakeholders in each region in a bid to maximize their existing potential. Many regional heads have carried out transformations in generating foreign exchange through tourism growth. Because in the tourism sector, the economic turnover is still quite high, such as opening new employments, pushing economic of micro, small and medium enterprises, which stimulates the visit of domestic and foreign tourists in spending their money. Hopefully, 2020 will be better in comparison with the previous year with a spirit of togetherness and understanding or comprehension of tolerance. In the end, this makes Indonesian people more matured. And that was the commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program today in history starts from an event on January 2nd, 2000. Salah, darulang. Listeners, our regular program today in history starts from an event on January 2nd, 1929. When Canada and United States of America agreed to plan preservation of Niagara Waterfall. Niagara is a great waterfall at Niagara River, which is located at international border between New York, United States of America, and Ontario Province, Canada. On January 2, 1929, the U.S. and Canada agreed to combine efforts to divert the Niagara River. The two countries hope to protect the waterfall as one of the greatest tourism objects in North America. The two countries legalized allocation fund worth $2 million U.S. dollars for the construction at Niagara River. The plan was to direct strong streaming and deep the digging in certain regions in a bid to make the waterfall more interesting and to slow down the effects of erosion at the same time. The next event was in 1942 when Japan conquered Manila. In the World War II, on January 2, 1942, Japanese force succeeded in entering and conquering the capital city of the Philippines, Manila, to control all regions of the country. The Philippines was conquered by Japan until finally the Philippines gained its independence on July 4, 1946. The last event was in 1962 on the establishment of Mandala Command. Mandala Command, or abbreviated KOLA, was command which was established by the first Indonesian President Sukarno on January 2, 1962. The command was established to free West Irian, which centered in Makassar, South Sulawesi. Due to Mandala Command, Ellsworth Bunker, the U.S. representative in the United Nations, proposed suggestions on the Dutch Indonesia problems, which finally could be solved by West Irian to return to Indonesia. That was Today in History.
Tersiarkan kisah lelaki tangguh bagai satria, namun saat ia tertati takluk oleh dunia. Cerminan sisi terbaikmu, lindungi hatinya sekalipun di dalam amarah. Tajam rasa sujud.
listener, you are still with us in the English service Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. The next one, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to My Indonesia, entitled 8 Indonesian Tuna Fisheries Include in the International Certification Process. The Indonesian Pole and Line and Handline Fisheries Association initiated a certification process from the Marine Stewardship Council, or MSC, for 8 tuna fisheries businesses that focus on one-by-one catching. The certification is a reference for the world's tuna fishery business in conducting business transactions and is an indication that the tuna products produced have met the principle of sustainable fisheries. The activity was carried out by the Indonesian Pole and Line and Handline Fisheries Association in collaboration with the International Pole and Line Foundation and the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries of Indonesia. Chairperson of the Indonesian Pole and Line and Handline Fisheries Association, Yanti Juari, in an official statement said to Mongapai on Monday, December 30, said that the inclusion of 8 tuna fisheries in the MSC certification process proved that the collaboration effort of stakeholders in Indonesia bring about positive results. This achievement has also become a major milestone for tuna fishing activities in Indonesia. The 8 tuna fisheries spread throughout the Indonesian regions are North Sulawesi, North Maluku, Banda Sea, to Flores in southern Indonesia. In carrying out the MSC certification process for the 8 tuna based on the one-by-one catching, a total of 9 AP2HI member companies are involved in it. In addition, there are also 471 fishing vessels which are 70% smaller than 10 gross tons or GT and are actively involved in the early stages by selectively catching tuna. Yanti also remarked that the MSC certification process becomes a national improvement program for tuna fisheries that included data collection and monitoring. The process is carried out by local observers from the government that monitors and collects important information both at sea and at several ports. That's My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hati yang tak pernah ku miliki, yang hadir sebagai bagian dari kisah hidupku. Engkau aku cinta dengan segenap rasa di hati, selalu ku mencoba menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Aku tahu engkau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Mungkin memang benar cinta itu tak lagi berharga. Semua percuma bila engkau tak punya harta. Aku tahu engkau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau marah. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Cinta sendiri.
Thank you very much for you who are still joining us in the English service by Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next one will introduce you to some tourism destinations or local wisdoms of Indonesia in Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I would like to inform you about Kobano Beach in East Nusa Tenggara. South Timor Tengah is one of regencies in East Nusa Tenggara. South Timor Tengah has characteristic of mountainous region with very unique beaches. Those beaches directly face to Timor Sea with beautiful scenery. One of the beaches named Kobano Beach, which becomes the leading tourism destination of the region. Kobano Beach is located at Kobano Village, South Timor Tengah region. It takes more than 3 hours to reach Kobano Beach, with a distance of around 135 kilometers from Kupang, the capital city of East Nusa Tenggara. Kobano Beach, you must pay 5,000 rupiah per person for entrance ticket. You will be amazed to see the beauty of the beach. Unlike the beach in general, which has white or black sand, Kobano Beach decorated with colorful gravels. Moreover, its clear blue sea water makes many tourists like to come to this beach. In addition, to enjoy its fresh water, you also can see the beauty of sunrise and sunset at this tourism site. Besides, it has a uniqueness of colorful gravels The beach also has giant rock, which stands upright, shaped like lion head. Kolbano villagers usually call it Fatu'un. You can climb to the peak of Fatu'un, but you must be careful because the rock surface is slippery. From its peak, you can see the beauty of the whole Kolbano beach's panorama. If you want to take a rest, you can use Lopo-Lopo facility or gazebo. We suggest you to bring your own foods and beverage because at the beach, there is no store which provide foods and beverages. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Kolbano Beach in East Nusa Tenggara. Thank you for listening.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Bersembunyi darinya, engkau.
You are still with us in the English service from the Voice of Indonesia. Next one will be interesting information related to our country, Indonesia. Next one will be miscellany.
Listeners, welcome back in our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we present you information on discovery of the great statue in Dieng. On December 27, farmers at Dieng Wetan Village, Kejajar District in Wonosobo, Central Java, discovered Ganesha statue, which is the greatest statue in Dieng. Keeper of the Central Java Cultural Heritage Conservation Center, Tusar, said the Ganesha statue was found by farmer at a depth of about 50 centimeters in a potato garden. Ganesha statue measures 140 centimeters high and 120 centimeters wide. The statue of the Ganesha statue is not complete without arms and head. The part of the deity of Ganesha and the middle trunk was found separately. At the foot of the Ganesha statue, there is a lotus flower motif. Along with Ganesha statue discovery, temple's roof was also found. Head of Dieng Tourism Object Management, Aryadi Darwanto, said that the discovery noted the new things. The statue is the greatest statue which has been found in Dieng Highland. Furthermore, Arya said that whether surrounding discovery there is temple or not, it needs another exploration. The discovery of the statue and stone in Dieng is not for the first time. In September last year, stones at surrounding Dieng Terminal, Kejajar District, were also found. The stones have various sizes and thickness. The stones are estimated as the heritage of ancient Mataram Kingdom. In Dieng region, there are a lot of temples, such as Arjuna Temple, Gatotkaca Temple, and Dwarawati Temple. That's why many statues and stones have been discovered around Dieng. That was our segment for today, Miss Lenny. Thanks for listening.
Meski ku coba untuk bertahan. saat kita tuh berpisah. Merelakan kau dan aku tak lagi satu.
Kenangan yang ada tak cukup sepi menghapuskan cinta meski kita berbeda. Namun rasa ini kau terus ada. Biarlah kita menghadap, pastikan kita seirama mengenang kisah kita berdua.
Listener, you have just listened to a song and we have been presenting you various information and also various songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song and also some descriptions about it. Next, Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. It's nice to meet you again in Music Corner. Today, we present a song entitled Emosi Jiwa, sung by Yana Julio and Lita Zen. The song Emosi Jiwa became the soundtrack of the film Catatan Si Boy 2, which was released in 1988. The vocal collaboration of Yana Julio and Lita Zen was well received by Indonesian music lovers at that time. The song Emosi Jiwa tells the story of the separation of a couple lover. However, the separation was only temporary because they felt so much love that they both agreed to unite and no longer want to lose each other. Listener, let's listen to the song Emosi Jiwa by Yana Julio and Lita Zen. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
salah langkahku, tak mungkin ku ulang lagi. Oh, ku sadari kan arti cintamu. Aku masih cinta, sernakan lagumu. Aku masih sayang, dengarkan cintaku. Ku tak sanggup kehilangan lagi senyum manismu. Jangan hindari diriku, beri kesempatan sekali lagi. Lihat saja, lihat kasih, ku buktikan hasrat kasih. Ku sadari kan arti cintamu. Aku masih cinta, sirnakan ragumu. Aku masih sayang, dengarkan cintaku. Ku tak sanggup kehilangan lagi senyum manismu.
It's been almost 1 hour we are with you in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. And the next one, we'll move on with the next programs. Make sure that you will stay tuned. But before we're going, do not forget to send your comments, questions, requests, or even anything you wanted to say about us. Send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. And for more information about Indonesia, please visit our website, voinews.id. Well then, listener, thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.